When I have a voice to speak, I speak, saith the Spirit of grace. And I speak those things of truth, those things that are not plastic, those things that are not, as you would say, narratives, but those things that are of the house that I have built, the house that are you that relate to this message, the house that you're a part of. So when you hear these things, saith the Lord, know that they do not come from man, nor does man receive the glory, but that glory is passed over to me. And as you enter into these things and as you embrace them, if one said it, then you've all said it, saith the Spirit of grace. If one has raised up among you as an elder and spoke the vision of the house, which is my word, then you've all spoken it. Embrace these things as one body, male, female. There's no difference in authority, in a place of knowing me. Your authority comes by your embracement of everything that you've been made to be and everything that you yourself choose to walk in according to my word, saith the Spirit of grace. For these things that you've heard are bedrock, their foundation, and upon this foundation I said to Peter, I will build my church. Know that when you hear these things and when you sit and listen and your heart is humbled before me, and you say to yourself, this is not a man speaking, this is not a person that I know, but each of you that embrace this message and follow it could speak similar things from my heart when you do these things. And when you do these things which I have commanded, I will increase my awareness and my word to you. There are those that are here tonight, and there are those that are listening by website that are choosing to lay down your life. Somehow you're finding that place of transition and that place of losing. Thus saith the Lord, I speak your heart as of yesteryear and as of yesterday. For some listening, some watching, some hearing, at one time your greatest aspiration was your thought of authority was to stand in a pulpit or have others hear you preach. But you're learning a place separation and authority in me. The more that you lay your life down, the more that any kind of recognition from man seems absurd to you. Know this, there'll be times where many will look to you. I've placed you in a place of trying and a place of fire. And this is the good fire. Behasako, bedekadese. The correction that my servant went through to deliver this word to you was the kind of fire that purges the heart and purges the soul and allows the anointing, the nectar, the life of the vine to flow through one vessel to other vessels. And those of you that hear, and those of you that adhere to, that same life flows through you, and you care not for recognition. You care not for authority, for authorship, that nothing is given back to your authorship, but all things flow to you and through you, saith the Spirit of grace. By this will I use a church of no name. I am looking for a no-name congregation. I am looking for a no-name people. I'm looking for those whose fellowship is so strong in me that the works that I did, they'll do also, but with no name. that the dead will be raised and the life will flow to them and through them, and yet no name, saith the Spirit of grace. These kinds of words are straight from the Father. Relish them, keep them. Know that many of you could have said similar things, but this was not the voice of just someone you knew. My voice speaking to you.